So, you have a new Star Wars movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Amazing. I'm really excited to get started on this one. CGI technology has come a long way.
Oh, it has?
Oh, it has. So I think we should use it in, you know, every scene, every single scene.
I don't know if that's necessary, sir. Most of the script is people standing around talking about politics.
Well, what better way to make those scenes more interesting than by having them be 95% computer generated?
I feel like there might be a better way.
We can also make most of the characters in CGI, too.
It just feels like as technology gets better through the years, this might not age well.
I don't think you understand how good this CGI is gonna look. It's gonna be photorealistic if the photo is a screenshot of a PS2 cutscene.
Oh, like a PlayStation 2 cutscene. That does sound fancy.
Yeah, it's never gonna get any better than that. We need to go all in right now.
You're probably right.
Oh, I am. So what happens in the movie?
Oh, well, at the beginning of the movie, Padme's decoy is gonna be killed in an assassination attempt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's gonna be really sad. As she's dying, she's gonna be like, I'm sorry I failed you.
Failed her? Wasn't that literally her job?
Yeah, I guess she didn't really understand the job description, because she did great.
Wow.
So anyway, Obi-Wan and Anakin are assigned to protect Padme, just in case there's another attempt on her life.
And what's going on with Anakin?
Well, he's about 10 years older now, and boy does he have his creepy pervert stare on lock.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, and he's like obsessed with Padme, so he's just gonna be throwing those in her direction the whole movie.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, at a certain point it's gonna get so bad that Padme's gonna have to be like, please stop looking at me like that, and that's just gonna make it worse.
Huh.
So anyway, they have to keep Padme safe, right?
So they place her in a secure room or something?
No. They put her in a normal room with a big old window.
But they stay in there with her?
No, they had some cameras in there, but she shut them off because Anakin was making her uncomfortable, always watching her in a creepy way.
Oh, this guy's a predator.
Yeah, Darth Vader's a real horn dog.
Jeez.
So anyway, this flying thing shows up and plops a couple of murder worms into her room.
Murder worms? Why not explosives again?
Well, after they killed the decoy, the bad guys decided they needed to be a little more discreet.
Why? I don't know. Well, okay.
So Anakin and Obi-Wan save her and then chase down the assassin.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and it turns out the assassin was hired by another assassin bounty hunter guy, Jango Fett.
Wait, an assassin hired an assassin?
Yeah, the assassin hired an assassin to assassinate somebody and then followed the assassin to supervise the assassination and then assassinated the assassin when the assassination went wrong.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that doesn't make sense, but you said the word assassin so much that I'm all thrown off and I'm just gonna go with it.
Great.
So what else happens?
Well, Padme needs to be protected some more because there's all kinds of incompetent assassins after her.
Right.
So the Jedi decide that Anakin should be the one to go with her to her romantic home planet and take care of her.
Oh, were there not any other Jedi?
Oh, there are a ton of other Jedi, but they're gonna send this irresponsible pervy one with incomplete training.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, besides, all the important Jedi need to sit around and talk about their feelings, so they can't go.
Right, they freaking love talking about their feelings.
So Anakin and Padme head over to Naboo, and he's just trying super hard to get into her space pants.
And she's not into it?
Not at all. Until he finally strikes a chord with a little speech about how much he, you know, frickin' hates sand.
Oh, and that's what does it for her?
Yeah, and he also calls her soft and touches her exposed skin without permission.
Oh, dissing sand and rubbing skin is tight.
Oh yeah, it's irresistible. So she kisses him, but then she's like, oh no, I can't.
Because she met him when he was a child and this whole thing is super weird.
No, she's over that now. Now it's because she's a senator and he's a Jedi.
Is that not allowed?
Nope, it's not.
Why not?
Because.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, then Anakin's gonna have a dream that his mom's in trouble, so they head over to Tatooine.
Okay.
And when he finds her, she's like, now I'm complete, and she dies.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so then Anakin just massacres the Tusken Raiders that kidnapped her and then heads back to Padme.
Jeez, does he tell her what he did?
Yeah, he's like, I didn't just kill the men, I killed everyone, the women, the children.
Well, it's gonna be hard to make her fall in love with him after something monstrous like that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it seems like that makes her like him even more, because a couple of scenes later, she's like, I truly, deeply love you.
That is how women talk.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because I've never spoken to a real one, so I just took a wild guess.
So is there anything else going on in this movie besides the love story?
That will be most of it, to be honest.
Oh, people will be into that, right?
Fingers crossed. But we're also gonna have Obi-Wan wandering around investigating stuff.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he's gonna find this place where some aliens are building a big clone army.
Why are they doing that?
Because like 10 years ago, a Jedi named Sifo-Dyas told them to and then died.
Oh, tell me more about this Sifo-Dyas.
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so eventually Obi-Wan gets held captive on Geonosis by a bad guy named Count Dooku.
Okay.
And so Padme and Anakin try to rescue him, but they get captured too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they all get put in this big arena so they can be killed by monsters.
Wouldn't it be better for the bad guys to just kill them immediately instead of placing them in a situation where they can escape?
Probably, but then the movie would be over, so they're gonna go with this stupid, dumb idea.
Gotcha.
So then this big kitty cat monster is gonna swipe at Padme.
Oh, what happens to her?
Well, her tight shirt turns into a tight crop top.
Oh, thank you, kitty cat.
And then a bunch of Jedi show up, and a bunch of clones show up, and they fight a bunch of droids.
Wow, wow, wow.
So Count Dooku tries to escape on this speeder bike thing.
Oh, a bike speeder thing, huh? Is that gonna look cool?
No, it's gonna look like somebody in a Walmart parking lot that hit the gas too hard on their scooter.
Oh, okay.
So then the main characters chase him, but Padme falls off the ship.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she's like, man, I gotta get to the hangar to go help them.
How does she know they're going to a hangar?
Unclear.
Huh.
So then Anakin and Obi-Wan get to the hangar and fight Dooku a little bit.
Very fun.
And then Yoda shows up and has a big old lightsaber fight with them.
Doesn't Yoda need a cane to walk?
He does, but when he's fighting, he's fully able.
That doesn't make much sense.
Well, do you want to see Yoda bouncing around like a pinball with a lightsaber or not?
Not really.
Well, it's gonna happen, so definitely get off my back about it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Great.
Hey, how come Yoda and the Jedi couldn't detect all this dark side stuff happening this whole time?
Well, the dark side of the Force was being clouded, so they couldn't see it.
What was clouding it?
The dark side of the Force.
Anyway,
then Padme and Anakin get married.
Wow, so she was really into that murdering women and children thing he did.
Sure looks that way.
Anything else I should know about?
Well, we're gonna introduce a little baby Boba Fett in this movie.
Why would we introduce a young Boba Fett?
Well, if we give characters more backstory, one day they can have their own spin-off movies.
Oh, that's very smart.
Yeah, I'm sure people would eat those spin-offs up.
I'm sure they would, unless one of them tanks early on and ruins everything.
Can you imagine?
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.